Gary Bowyer, job done.
Yeah. I thought we started the game ever so well. Got a couple of good goals, you know, which settled us down. And then we played some good football. So, you know, we come in at half time. But the message was to them that the job wasn't done. And so was the case, you know. Thought there was a foul in the build up to their goal for us. But, you know, it was a soft goal from us. But we recovered and carried on creating chances and scoring the goal from Andy Taylor just settled us down again. And I'm disappointed then that we've not gone on and won more, which we should have done, because we carved them open. We created the opportunities, which we just didn't take. And that's something that we just said to them there, you know. Whilst we're, you know, patting each other on the back for getting in the playoffs, we've got to be better than what we were in front of goal second half especially.
Given the context, with Orient already being down, yeah, and all the problems, this was always going to be an awkward little affair, wasn't it?
Yeah, totally. You know, no one from me and the staff, no one expected anything different, you know. I said it to you last week at the end of Notts County game. Anything can happen in football. We've seen it so many times, and that's the beauty of the game. And so we knew that we had to be right at it today. And like I say, we were first half, and that settled us down.
That first 5 minutes of the second half, Brad Potts, on any other given day, would have slid it in. 3-0, game over, let's go home. They go up the other end, and all of a sudden, there's only one between you.
Yeah, exactly. And then, I turned to Andy Todd and said, you know, they are going to score now, because that's just sometimes how the game goes. And it's experience being in the game that long that you know that those type of things happen. But fortunately for us, like I say, we showed great composure when they scored. We didn't go into panic mode, and we carried on doing what we were doing, and that was pleasing from us.
You pleased the way you saw the game out in the last 20 minutes?
Well, like I say, my initial reaction was that we should have won by even more, and then I would have been saying, yeah, we were really comfortable. But you know, they're learning all the time and getting better. But I want more. I want more from them, you know.
As it all shakes down, it's home and away against Luton Town, who've beaten you twice this season.
Yeah, of course, and they'll start as favourites. You know, they'll be disappointed that they've not gone up automatic. But they're two great games that we're really looking forward to already.
And very often the team that finishes lower, i.e. seventh in the group, can go through.
Is that what they say? Oh, well, like I say, we've got to work hard. We've got some work to do, both on and off the ball, after today's performance as well. And it's something that these players are prepared to commit to, and then we'll go and see what it's like against Luton.
I'm guessing, I'm not really guessing because I know you a bit better than that, that the plans will have been in place for what will have to happen now this week.
Yeah, no, we've got the awards night tomorrow night, so, you know, we're looking forward to that. And the atmosphere there will be even better now than, you know, now we've won the game. But overall, we know when we're in, we know when we're training, we know when we travel, and then we've got to go and give it a right good go.
I know it's a bit early, but any knocks, any walking wounded?
No, not at all. You know, there wasn't any injuries to record. We just brought people off just as precautions and give other people minutes.
Finally, before the game, Jamil Matt, who everybody had written off, yeah, for the season, was doing a very animated session with Phil Horner.
Yeah, he's made great progress. So we're delighted with the progress that he's making. And, you know, we won't write him off, that's for sure.